I make it a point every year to walk the grasslands in early July. It's a habit I hope I can keep up with for the rest of my life, though at times it seems like it's a losing battle, as it's a habitat that has, more than most, vanished over time. But thanks to various land conservation organizations, we currently have several scattered properties across the South Shore where grasslands, meadows, and fields are going strong. This is all well and good for a human to say. Imagine being a bobolink or a butterfly. Their lives depend on these habitats being sustained. Butterflies were the critters of the day that I walked Berrybrook Farm Fields in Duxbury early one morning this week. While our middays have been hot, our early mornings have been beautiful, about 70 degrees. The abundant sunshine on this particular morning was still coming in sideways when I started down the main trail, which was completely overgrown and still somewhat dewy. There were no bobolinks here today, but there was a family of song sparrows, the first year birds following me down the trail, eyeing me, trying to figure out what I was. Ahead of me, though, the butterflies were on the wing. It's funny to watch, on a partly cloudy day, how they find a place to sit when the clouds darken the sky, but take to the air the moment the sun shines. On this day, it was non-stop action. Monarchs led the parade, but a couple of species of sulfurs and a couple of shades of yellow were abundant as well. The milkweed alongside the trail promised of a good monarch migration through this field this fall as well. I watched a bunny scoot off the trail as I reached the tree line, where a cooper's hawk sat watching tree swallows dart about. Dragonflies, seriously outnumbered by the butterflies, buzzed here and there, and grasshoppers bounced away at my approach. Imagine if this was all lost? There was a time when that seemed possible. Thank you, though, Duxbury, for saving this special place for all to enjoy. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.